From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 60 people are now confirmed dead after a massive earthquake struck southern Mexico late Thursday. Authorities expecting that death toll to rise. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says the quake was bigger than a 1985 earthquake that killed thousands. This latest quake struck off Mexico's southern Pacific coast, triggered a one-meter-high tsunami. No reports of any immediate damage from the tsunami. Hurricane Irma has made landfall in Cuba as a Category 5 storm. It's on its way to the U.S. state of Florida. Official warning, millions of people. Time is running out to evacuate after the storm killed at least 22 people in the Caribbean and caused catastrophic destruction. Mark DeMaria is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
Because it's a large storm, we expect the conditions to last in South Florida for 24 to 36 hours. We also have to take into consideration that we expect this to remain a hurricane well up the coast and even into central and northern Florida into Monday time frame. And then further up, we expect this to be a possible rainfall threat into southeast U.S.
Behind Irma is Hurricane Jose with similar strong winds, 250 kilometers per hour. Following the same route with the island of Barbuda in its path, Barbuda virtually uninhabitable after Irma. Meantime, Hurricane Katia made landfall in Mexico late Friday, packing 120 kilometer per hour winds. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley reminding Myanmar while Washington supports its fight against violence in northwestern Rakhine State, humanitarian aid must get through. Rohingya insurgents have carried out attacks to protect their group. Clashes have killed 400 people, triggered an onslaught to Bangladesh. This